Welcome to Living in Purpose on Purpose. I'm your host, Jamie Hansel, and welcome to my podcast. It is your girl, Jamie Hansel, and welcome back to Living in Purpose on Purpose podcast. I'm super excited for a few reasons, but we're going to save a few of those for the end. However, I did want to just say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. If you're a recurring listener, if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the family. Once you listen one time, you're a part of our family, so make sure you follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, so you are able to stay in the loop and just know what's going on here on the podcast. I'm not going to keep y'all long for the preliminary things in the beginning. However, I did want to let you know that if you're listening to this on Saturday, then you probably will go, you're probably going to see two episodes. I missed last week due to these technical difficulties, and I tried to record throughout the week, and when I did, it was a hot mess, y'all. It was a hot mess. Okay, if I can't record at my scheduled time, it's usually a hot mess. So I'm going to upload two episodes today at some point, so you may get one at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and, you know, so don't be alarmed if you see two, but I just want to stay on track for the month. I want to stay motivated. Even with little hiccups, I want to be able to stick to what I said, and I want to be able to provide these episodes for you guys, so you will see two episodes uploaded for 1 week, and that is not a glitch. This is not a drill. This is real. Okay? That kind of rhymed. But I just wanted to let you guys know, give you a heads up. But for the main episode, this will be the main episode for this second week here. Well, I guess the first week, you can say, of June. So happy June. Okay? Let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit. Happy June. We are halfway through the year. This is crazy. We're in month 6 already. Like, where is time going? I feel like it was just 2022, and here we are, halfway through 23, and then we're going to be heading into 24, and time is going by so fast. Like, I remember when it was the early 2000s. Like, this is wild to me. Like, anybody else feel like time is just literally flying by? Like, I'm appreciative of the growth and the evolution of my life and the things attached to me, but I'm like, can we stop and take a breather for 1 second, God? Just 1 second. Like, we move a little fast, okay? Just a little fast. Can we slow it down? But that goes to show you that time waits for no one. So you have to just treat every moment like it's the last moment, basically, because you never know how fast time is going to go. And it's just one day you're going to be like, dang, I remember it was so-and-so. Anyways, that's beside the point today, y'all. I'm just taking and assessing life for what it is. And I just really feel like time is going by really fast, and it's very wild to me. However, today we're going to be talking about being teachable. Now, if you follow the Instagram and Facebook, I know on my personal page, I was kind of talking about being teachable this week because it was just really on my heart to just talk about what it really means to be humble and to have humility. But within being humble and having humility, you have to pair that with being teachable. A lot of times people are humble. However, it does not always mean that you're teachable, because some people are very humble, but they're very hard-headed, or you can't really tell them much. And it's not because they feel like they know it all, but it just feel like they're just not receptive of someone else teaching them things that they feel like they can teach themselves or experience themselves. So that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because sometimes we feel like we automatically are teachable. Like, oh, someone can tell me this, someone can tell me that, but in those actual situations, that is not how it is. But there's always room for a new idea, a new step, a new beginning to anything. Whatever industry you're in, that's how you're going to grow and evolve. One of the number one things is being teachable. That's how you're going to grow. Because if you're always teachable you're always in a mindset that, oh, someone can teach me something, whatever it is, you will always learn. There's always somebody that knows more than you. There's always someone that's better than you. There's always someone that can help you. And it's not the matter of saying it's comparing you to them. It's not necessarily comparing, but it's assessing what's at play. Like assessing what they know, assessing where they are in their industry, in your industry, and use that to help. I know a few photographers all over the world, and I'm connected to them through social media, and some of them we speak, some of them we text, some of them, you know, we FaceTime before, and it's literally always been a situation where I'm like, hi, hey, I need assistance in this. Is this something you feel like you would be able to help me with? You know, do you have any type of services you offer? Like, that's my number one thing. I always ask if they have services they offer, like mentorship or like a class or something, because, you know, I'm not the one that's always like, can I pick your brain? No, because I know that it took time, effort, and sometimes money for people to get to a certain place in their industries. So why would I want to drain them of that for free when they have busted their butts to get to where they are? So I do encourage, and I would encourage you out there in a certain type of industry, make sure you're respecting people's time and their efforts. So if you are reaching out and trying to learn, that you're offering something in return, even if it's not money, it can be, you know, an exchange of services or whatever the case may be. But make sure you are being respectful and mindful of what it took for them to get there also. However, just being in that position that you're able to say, okay, I need to learn this. I am going to put my pride aside, my ego aside, because a lot of times that is a big situation, believe it or not. You're probably like, Jamie, like, you're just asking for help. What's the big deal? Like, why would people have a problem with that? You would be surprised, especially us as women. Sometimes it's hard for us to ask for help in a lot of different areas. I'm a mom, obviously, of two. And sometimes it's hard for me to ask for help to take care of the kids. Sometimes it's hard for me to tell my family, hey, I need a break. My hubby needs a break. Like, you know, can you guys just watch them for a little bit so we can regroup? It's hard for me to do that. Even with my husband, it's hard for me to be like, hey, like, can you just watch them? Or can you just do this for me? Can you prepare the baths? Can you help prep dinner? Can you, like, it's hard for me to ask these things because I'm like, okay, I feel like I can do it all. And so I said that to say that's why sometimes hard in our industries to ask for help, because we want to have on this facade, or we want to have this facade as if we know it all or that we can do it all. And no one told us that you have to know it all, that you have to have it all figured out by yourself. You don't have to. So we're all essentially doing this life thing together. None of us been here before. We're trying to figure these things out, especially in our different industries or, you know, our different fields that we're in. So it's okay to ask for help, but you have to be teachable in order to do that. Now, you do have to treat every moment like a learning opportunity. So when you go to these different networking events, when you connect with these certain individuals, treat every moment like a learning opportunity. Every conversation that you have, a lot of times people will teach you unintentionally. So if someone's speaking to me 9 times out of 10, and all my friends can attest to this, all 2 of them, but especially my family members, 9 times out of 10, if we are having a conversation of any sort, I'm very goofy and I laugh a lot and we joke a lot. However, I do find myself in some more serious conversations in 90% of my conversations at some point. So it kind of goes from ha 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 to Ayana, fix your life. Not necessarily, but I do have some type of encouraging something 90% of the time. But I mean, what do you expect? I'm a podcast host. Okay, so I can talk. I bet my family's listening. They're like, uh-huh, yeah, she can definitely talk. But I can talk. If you allow me to, I will talk to you all day. Now, would I like to talk to you all day? No. Because I'm a podcast host does not mean that I enjoy talking all the time. Sometimes I don't want to talk at all. Like 0%. I don't want to say anything for hours at a time. However, you should teach, or you should actually treat every moment that you're speaking with someone or networking with someone or whatever the case may be as a learning opportunity, even if it's somebody in the store and you happen to bump into somebody and you start to talk and they may not even be in the same industry as you. However, you could always learn from someone. I love speaking to people who are involved in a lot of things because they have so many different perspectives on not only life, obviously, but also on just how they move and how they flow throughout their lives and how they juggle different things. And that's why I love speaking to people who have a lot going on, because I can relate to juggling a lot of different hats. And so someone who only do one thing, you know, not saying that they can't teach me anything, but it's hard to really like go and kind of follow through their steps because they don't really understand what it means to do like five different things, what it means to, i.e., maybe schedule Facebook and Instagram posts for the week for four different businesses or five or six different businesses. So if someone I'm speaking to with one, like they can't really give me much advice on scheduling multiple things or creating an abundance of content because they don't really know. They only have that one thing. However, it's still a learning opportunity. You can still learn from them. You can learn what type of schedulers they use. You can learn how often they post based on the industry. Like there's different things you can still learn, but just make sure you play it by ear when you're having these conversations and taking on these learning opportunities, that you're taking away what relates to you and you're not trying to use what they're doing as a full-fledged template for you because it may not fit. I hope all of that made sense, okay? I really hope all of that made sense. But all in all, I just wanted you to know that basically humble people are always learning because they're open to correction. If you feel like you got it all together, like, this episode is just not for you. If you do have it all together, which I don't think you do because no one does. There's no such thing as a perfect person, if you didn't know. However, if you're open to correction, that makes being teachable 5,000% easier. Literally. Humble people are always learning. Always. Because they're not so full of themselves that they feel like they have it all together. Now, I told you before in the prior parts of this episode that just because you're humble don't mean you're teachable. However, you can always learn because you're 9 times out of 10 listening more than you're speaking. So with that being said, always be open to correction. Because if you feel like you have it all together, again, it's going to be very hard for you to learn anything because you feel like, oh, I got it all together. You're not listening with the intent of learning. You're not listening with the intent of being taught. But you have to understand that you're not always right. You don't have it all together. You don't understand that it's okay to not feel or to not know everything and not to feel like you got to know everything. Because you don't have to. There's no reason for you to feel that way. There's no reason for you to sit back and say, okay, well, I got to do this right. I got to do this right. I got to know this. I got to know that. There's so many things that I'm still trying to learn and so many things that I want to do. And it's like, I'm trying to figure them out. Of course, I ask for help sometime. I try to look up things. And if some things I still haven't learned. And no matter what I'm doing, like I try to, you know, reach out to people that I see doing it, or I try to look online and it may come up blank, but I'm not going to give up on these things because I'm always going to be teachable and I'm always willing to be corrected. So if I'm doing something and I don't understand how it should be done another way, I'm going to always be willing and open to hear how it should be done or hear how it should be done, because I have that openness or that willingness to be taught, to learn, and to be corrected. And those are three major points for being teachable. Because if you don't have those, if you don't have those things, if you don't have those qualities about yourself or about your mind to receive it, like I said, you're going to be pretty stuck because you're not perfect. You don't know everything. And some things you can only learn from being taught, if that makes sense. Like some things are not going to come natural to you. Some things, especially if you're trying to go into a new industry that you were never in, or maybe that you were in years ago and you're revisiting, or maybe it's something new, or maybe it's not necessarily new. Maybe you're OG at it. Maybe you've been in this industry for a while, but times have changed. Just like I was speaking about how time is going by so fast and we're already in freaking 2023. Like, what the heck? I remember it was 2010, like 3 years ago. And it's just like, it feels that way. It feels like we were just in 2010 and here we are, like literally two decades. Like we're in 2023. That's crazy. That is absolutely absurd. But times have changed. So even in my photography industry, you know, you guys know I do a lot of, even just as being an influencer, back in 2015, 16, was completely different than it is now. It was not as accessible and not as possible then as it is now. It's not, it wasn't as hackable, if that's a word, than it is now. Like there's loopholes to everything that you can literally go viral overnight. Whereas back in the day, like it took a little while to get to that point. It's just a lot of different things that the past just really teaches us, that you have to be in constant pursuit of learning, constant pursuit of growing, constant pursuit of building new things. For me, it's very hard for me to stick to one thing, not as far as my industry goes or like what I do, but as far as like small things around in my life, because I constantly want to evolve so much. I constantly want to learn new things. I constantly want to meet new people. I just really like to learn because I feel like there's never too much you can know, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like there's always so much that you can learn and grow and evolve into, and as the person that you are and who you want to be. Like, there's just so many different versions of yourself. And with that comes learning different things from different people, different experiences, different books, different magazines, different websites. Like there's just so many different resources out there to help you evolve and to help you learn and grow into a new person. So if you are teachable, you will get there. Like I promise you, you will get there. Wherever your goal is, wherever your whatever your aspirations are, you can get there, but you have to be teachable. You have to be willing to learn and grow in these areas in order to get to where you want to be. And the other episode is going to like pair perfectly with this and like just match up, so you'll understand more of what I mean when I said there's different versions of you, because it's a cycle. But the cycle grows every time, if that makes sense. So I don't know. Back in the day, my sister, this is like a little tidbit story. Back in the day, one of my sisters used to do rubber band balls. And I don't know if you guys remember that kind of trend, but she would just like keep wrapping rubber bands on top of rubber bands on top of rubber bands, like literally hundreds and hundreds of rubber bands to make like a huge rubber band ball. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, wow, like no matter if she started on it today or, you know, maybe in a week or 2 weeks, like every time she worked on it, it always grew. Always. And that's how you should look at yourself and what you're trying to do, whether you're on your job, you're trying to grow and evolve and to move up the ladder, whether it's in your business, you're trying to create a new a lifestyle with your business and you're trying to grow it to be a certain type of company, like whatever it is, like your path should be just like that rubber band ball. Every time you pick it up, it's getting bigger and bigger. Every time you pick it up, you're growing. Every time you're picking it up, you're evolving. You should never be going backwards, ever. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be in this perfect state of mind every single time and everything is going to be perfect, sunshine, rainbows, and stickers and unicorns every time. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that even if things go low and things are hard, use those experiences as building blocks to your next destination. So what I'm saying is, just because you're going through those rough patches does not mean that you're going backwards. Like, just because life is getting hard does not mean you're going backwards. Just because you gave your business a break and you said, okay, I need to get my mental health together and I'm just going to go back to the office and I'm going to work until I can get my bearings together. Because listen, being an entrepreneur is not for the weak, okay? And you can easily tell that being an entrepreneur is not for the weak, because there's a lot of people that stop because they can't handle it. And I'm not saying if you stop that you're like, you know, any less of a person. No, because, you know, do what you need to do. But it's not as easy as people think it is. They think, oh, like being an entrepreneur, I just don't have no boss. No, when you become an entrepreneur, it's harder because now you are a boss to yourself. So if you are becoming an entrepreneur because you don't want to get bossed around, baby, just go back to those people's shop. Go ahead and go clock in, because it should be worse. Granted, yes, you get to make your schedule, you get to do this, you do that, but hint, you have to do these things. So you have to have more accountability than anybody on this planet. And I'm not over exaggerating. You still have to be your boss. You have to be able to tell yourself, you're on your phone again. You're taking another break, yet you have only gotten one thing done on your to-do list and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you doing? Why are you wasting time? Like, that, those are the type of things that you have to tell yourself. Like, you have to honestly be a boss to yourself. And I know this is kind of sort of veering off, but I just wanted to tell people that too. Like, you know, regardless of what you're doing, you have to be able to assess what needs to be done. But every time you should be growing. Every time you have a setback, it should be growing you. Every time you may put a pause on your business, take that time to really grow. If you really want to do your business or be in that industry that you're in to provide these services or provide these products or whatever the case is, if you really want to be a supervisor, you want to go after it at your job, whatever the case is, every time something happens that may not feel favorable to you, remember this episode and say, be teachable. Blank. Blank is your name. Nothing else. So be teachable, Jamie. Yeah, you didn't get that promotion, but why? Ask your supervisor what hindered me from leveling up in this area, and take those answers and use that to build your case against yourself on why you need to do something different, why you need to always be teachable. Use that to help yourself. Like, these things don't just happen to us just because. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to help somebody else. What you're going through, it's going to help you, but it's 9 times out of 10 going to work in someone else's favor and to help them. But that's where the humility comes in, because it's not always about you. Sometimes it's about someone else. But when you help someone else, you never know how that's in turn going to help you also, because they may grow into X, Y, and Z, and they'll be able to come and assist you in wherever you are. And a lot of times people feel like, oh, if someone else has to assist me in anything, that means they're better than me. And that does not mean that. But even if it did, who cares? Like, who cares? You have to be humble enough to be able to use what you need to get done as an accelerant to your future, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like. If you got to go mentor with somebody, that does not make you any less of whatever you are. If I go mentor with someone, that does not make me any less of who I am in my industry. If I go sign up for classes for editing to make my editing better, that does not make me any less of a photographer. If you are a baker and you already have a successful business, but you want to be better, you going to take a fondant class or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm sorry if I have any bakers listening. I don't know. But You know, that doesn't make you any less of a baker just because you're taking a class. No, it's showing that you're hungry and you're eager to grow. And that's important. And that's great. And everybody don't have that drive. So I commend anybody for investing their money or their time in becoming better with someone else. Because it takes a lot to say, hey, I don't know it all, but I want to learn more. And I like what you know. I love what you know. And I would like to know what you know. But I want to invest in myself. And also now I'm investing in you. And I'm investing not only in your talent, but I'm investing in your knowledge and your wisdom and whatever it is. So with that being said, remain teachable. No matter how much you know, remain teachable, because you don't ever know when it's going to help you the most. You never know when it's going to just be a great opportunity for you. And that's it. That's all. Okay? That's it. That's all. Just be teachable at the end of the day. Be teachable. Now, I did want to plug in a few things. But the main thing is your girl officially have launched her subscription service. So if you guys want exclusive content, so aside from these regular episodes, which are free, you know, wherever you get your podcast, just tune in. Cool. If you want to sign up for my subscription service, it's $5. And you just sign up and you pay that per month and you get exclusive episodes just for you. Or you can use your subscription service if you have a business to place ads or commercials within my shows. So I have pre-recorded commercials that inputs into my shows, and I'm basically like your shameless plug, you know, like your shameless plug. And I will just basically shout you out, whatever you give me, whatever information you want to give me for your business or whatever you do, and I will input it in my episodes. So all of the hundreds of listeners that I get for downloading my episodes will hear your business. Well, I will tag your business pages and things like that, and you're able to easily, $5 per month, have your commercial basically within my episode. And that's pretty cheap and that's pretty unheard of. So if you would like to sign up, I will have the link below, wherever you get your podcast, where you can sign up. And of course, if you just want to support your girl and subscribe, that's amazing too. And I love you so much for that. I already love you guys enough just for tuning in. So it's okay. No pressure. But I just wanted to say that. And then I wanted to let you guys know that video portions for my podcast are coming. It's just something that's been a long time coming, but I just want it to be a certain way. So that's why it's taking a little while. But nonetheless, it's nothing to it but just to do it. So I'm going to get out of my head. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to push. I am going to just try to get it done for you guys, because some people are visual. So I get that you want to kind of watch. And I've been recently watching different podcasts where they are like in that chill setting, talking on the couch. And I think I want to try that. I think I want to try it. I don't know 100% where to start, but I know a lot of people that do. So I'm going to be teachable and intentional this week and research and figure out the final details of it. I've already done some of the legwork. So fingers crossed. We'll see. But per usual, I thank you guys for listening, and make sure you go ahead and subscribe to my podcast wherever you get your podcast. And also be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. The links are below or to the left or to the right, on top, wherever it is on your listening service. Make sure you are following us for weekly updates. I know when I had technical difficulties this past week, I did post it on the story. So if you want to know what's going on, just make sure you follow and things like that, so you can hear and see what's going on behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, after the scenes, everywhere in the scenes. But I just love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, be looking out for the second episode today, making sure you get your daily doses and double dose of Living in Purpose on Purpose. I love you guys so much. And also, per usual, don't forget,